This morning on WCHL, a data breach at UNC has left the personal information of more than 6,000 people in danger of getting out. A lawsuit challenging North Carolina's voting bill won't be heard until 2015.
They're going to ask the judge to say, while the suit is pending, please stop those from going into effect.
And Governor Pat McCrory's numbers have been turning around a bit since the legislature broke until the short session.
I think that the reason his numbers have gotten better is simply the legislature being home and state government being less in the spotlight.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports will revisit the big win against number 10 Kentucky on Saturday. Plus, the Panthers got a big win while the Saints dropped one, tying the division once again. And
the Dean Dome is lit up like a giant Christmas tree.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is cold this morning, partly sunny today, high today up around 50 degrees, which actually sounds like a nice day, doesn't it? Clear skies on the way for tonight as well, but again, cold, temperatures below freezing. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is investigating a personal information data breach that affects more than 6,000 people. The school says files containing information like names, social security numbers, and dates of birth of some current and former employees, vendors, and students were accidentally made public. A university official learned last month that some of those files were accessible on the internet. Less than 2 weeks later, the school says the files weren't online anymore. Officials say some safeguards to protect such files had been accidentally disabled this summer while a computer was undergoing maintenance. The school says it has begun notifying people whose information was affected and is sending out information on steps that people can take to monitor any potential fraudulent activity. A federal judge ruled the court will not hear a lawsuit challenging North Carolina's controversial voting bill before 2015. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird says the decision to postpone the legal challenges to North Carolina's new voting laws until 2015 is problematic because many voters could find themselves disenfranchised next year.
It's a very great disappointment because the voting law so limits the access to the ballot, and many populations are going to be adversely affected.
However, she says there is a chance the plaintiffs will file an injunction that could suspend the new rules until after the 2014 election.
They are going to ask for an injunction. They're going to ask the judge to say, while the suit is pending, please stop those from going into effect. Don't allow all of those changes to go into effect.
Currently, Governor Pat McCrory and the State Board of Elections are facing lawsuits from the U.S. Justice Department, the NAACP, the ACLU, the League of Women Voters, and others over the provisions of Republican-backed legislation that dramatically changes North Carolina's voting rules. Under the bill passed last session, early voting is cut by a week, same-day registration is banned, and all new voters will be required to present photo ID by 2016. Opponents say the new rules target students, minority voters, and the elderly, all of whom are more likely to support Democratic candidates. This past August, Kinnaird stepped down from the state Senate seat she held for nearly 20 years so she could focus on voter outreach in the wake of the bill's passage. She says the full impact of the voting law changes has yet to be seen.
There are many, many changes that are going to affect different population groups, but just overall, it will suppress the vote, and we're very concerned.
The numerous challenges to the voting law will likely be consolidated into one case to be heard in U.S. District Court in July of 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
The hottest holiday gifts this year are right here at Diamonds Direct. Straight from our own diamond cutters and straight from the fashion runways, we have the jewelry that women love. What's hot this year? Dazzling diamond earrings, rose gold jewelry, wide fashion bands, mocha diamonds, stackable bangles, and all new pearl jewelry with diamond accents. We've partnered with the world's top designers to offer a stunning selection of new fashion jewelry this season, including all new gemstone pieces in the most vivid colors you've ever seen. Tanzanite, diorites, sapphires, and rubies. And when it comes to dazzling precious diamonds, we are proud to offer our largest selection ever. Engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, bracelets, eternity bands, all at the guaranteed best prices in America. Plus, all new for this season, we now offer affordable financing plans up to 48 months. And as always, free gift wrapping. It's all here. Best selection, best prices, and the expert guidance you need. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Celebrate the holidays this year with a Southern cuisine theme at Carolina 1663. The perfect place for your office or family holiday party with private rooms for 10 to 50 people. Carolina 1663 serves a great farm-to-fork menu featuring Southern classics and great modern twists. And if you book a party for $500 or more, you'll receive a $100 gift certificate to use in January. Carolina 1663, now open in the Sheraton, Chapel Hill. Visit them online at carolina1663.com.
Happy holidays. This is Cindy Goodeman, Southern Village Realtor and Resident. This time of year, there's much to enjoy in Southern Village, from the latest movies at the Lumina to sipping hot cocoa at the La Vita Dolce Cafe. Dinner at Pazzo, Town Hall Grill, or Merlion make for a welcome shopping break. If you're considering buying or selling in Southern Village, let me work for you in the neighborhood I know and love. This is Cindy Goodeman, Senior Broker with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's approval ratings continue to improve after hitting a low point back in September. A new public policy poll shows that 42% of voters approve of the job he's doing, compared to 47% who disapprove, a significant change from 3 months ago. Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling, says that only 35% of voters approved of the work McCrory was doing in September.
I think that the reason his numbers have gotten better is simply the legislature being home and state government being less in the spotlight. We really saw that as Governor McCrory was signing a lot of unpopular bills over the course of the summer, that was when his numbers started really going down.
Jensen explains that the state legislature remains unpopular even while out of session. Only 20% of the voters approve of the job it's doing, to the 53% that disapprove. He adds that there's dissatisfaction directed toward the Democrats in the legislature as well. The Democrats are unpopular with only a 35% favorability rating, and the Republicans trail with only 34% of voters approving.
When we asked people how they would vote if there was a legislative election today, the Democrats only lead 45-43, and that probably wouldn't be a big enough advantage to pick up very many seats next fall.
The poll also finds that 28% of voters think those who were arrested during the summer's Moral Monday protest in Raleigh should be prosecuted, compared to 54% who think the charges ought to be dropped.
We have found ever since the summer that the Moral Monday protesters really are pretty popular with voters across the state, I think because folks have appreciated folks standing up to the legislature that was so unpopular.
To view the full results of Public Policy's poll, you can read the story on our website, chapelboro.com. The final class of 2013 turned its tassels on Sunday in the Dean Smith Center, as 1,104 Carolina students became UNC alumni. Carolina prides itself on featuring highlighted faculty to speak at its December commencements. MacArthur Genius Grant winner and world-renowned concussion expert Kevin Guskowitz told the graduates that in order to go far in life, you've got to let go of what's comfortable.
You have the responsibility to add continued credibility and, yes, integrity to your degree for those who will follow you. It's time to move forward and to explore. And in the words of Raymond Lindquist, courage is the power to let go of the familiar.
And Guskowitz told the graduates to always advocate for themselves, but to do so humbly.
Learn how to effectively build a case for yourself and your mission, and you will capture the attention of the people who can take you places.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt presided at her first commencement since taking over as the university's 11th chancellor. She referenced the passing of former South African President Nelson Mandela just 10 days prior and the fight he put up for equality. She told the graduates to be proud to stand among such a diverse group of people.
The class of 1898 celebrated their own graduation, but one graduate couldn't be there. Carolina's first woman graduate, Sally Walker Stoddard, was not allowed to take part in commencement in 1952. Harvey Beach was the first African American to graduate when he received his law degree.
Carolina graduated young men and young women of many different races and nationalities on Sunday, adding to its more than 295,000 alumni that have come before. The holiday season is in full swing now, and there are plenty of ways to celebrate in downtown Chapel Hill. Meg McGurk, Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, recommends that people check out the Carolina Inn's month-long series of holiday events.
Everything from holiday afternoon tea to brunch with Santa Claus and horse-drawn carriage rides start this weekend. But also, the whole inn is decorated very festively with a theme of the 12 days of Christmas, so it's really exciting to go in there.
The Carolina Inn also offers self-guided tours of the decorations, cookie decorating sessions, and a display of gingerbread houses as well. After Christmas, McGurk says there will still be events to look forward to. Moorhead Planetarium is hosting a free New Year's Eve event for the whole family.
No one was doing really a kid-friendly early in the afternoons from 4 to 6. So come out, enjoy. There's going to be performances and lots of activities for kids, as well as their own version of a countdown. Could be no more perfect place than to count down in Moorhead Planetarium under the stars.
And good news for everyone, parking in metered spots and off-street lots is free on weekends in downtown Chapel Hill on Saturdays and Sundays through the end of December. For a full list of all the events going on this holiday season, you can visit downtownchapelhill.com/holidays. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Carmill Carborough. Tired of the same old shopping experience? Well, shop the unique and local stores at Carmill, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays. Shop Carmill Carborough. Not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning. Everything copacetic, but Rand Northam is in the newsroom as usual. He'll be reporting on traffic. We'll hear from him about a half an hour from now, unless something unusual happens. In the meantime, if you spot something that's out of the ordinary that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. However you decide to get in touch, please do that safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Elmo's Diner at Carmill, Carborough. And Elmo's Diner is the place where the fun never stops, with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmill, Carborough. And the weather looks like this. Partly sunny, high today about 50 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low of about 28 degrees. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the low 30s. On Wednesday it's going to be sunny with a high of about 50 degrees. So actually some pretty good weather here for the next few days. A little bit on the chilly side this morning, but it's 27 degrees. But after it warms up a little bit, it will be darn nice out there. 6:18 at WCHL. And coming up next, we'll take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. That is right after this.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays. But not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal. Like zero down and just $269 a month on a 2014 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point. Now with service on Sundays.
On the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile. Local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road. Or find us online at besttile.com.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The cold, rainy weather certainly didn't put a damper on the electricity and excitement inside the Dean Dome on Saturday, as the Tar Heels claimed another marquee victory for the season. WCHL's Matt Oaks has the story and another great Tar Heel win.
With UNC's 82-77 win over Kentucky in an electric atmosphere in the Dean Smith Center on Saturday, the Tar Heels improved to 3-0 against teams ranked in the top 11 of the AP poll. ESPN's Dick Vitale says it's always special when two of the most iconic and successful programs in college basketball get together on the hardwood.
Well, I think whenever you talk about Carolina, you talk about Kentucky, you're talking about, for example, 33 Final Fours, 13 national championships, 17 Hall of Famers. I mean, it's unbelievable. Over 4,000 wins. Two of the real elite programs in all of college basketball.
Head coach Roy Williams is now 8-7 against the Wildcats, including a 7-4 record while at Carolina. He says he was happy with the effort level and the balance of the Tar Heels in the victory.
Well, there were a lot of young guys out there that fought pretty doggone hard on both teams, I thought it. I didn't think it was the most artistic game ever, but I thought both teams really played really, really hard. I think Marcus Page was just sensational for us in the second half. Steve gave me a good stat when it was tied at 46, and our next five baskets were scored by five different guys.
Sophomore guard Marcus Page took a while to awake from his slumber, but he put up a dominating 21 of his 23 points in the second half to guide Carolina to the win down the stretch with clutch shot after clutch shot.
Both teams struggled a little bit from the free throw line, but this is one of the games you just have to be a man. And Coach always says it's a man's game. You just got to handle these. And you know, a lot of it comes down to the hustle plays and who can make a couple plays here or there down the stretch.
J.P. Tokido made some nice contributions to Carolina as well. He knocked down 7 of his 10 field goals on his way to 15 points on the night. But Tokido credits the impressive atmosphere of the home whiteout crowd for giving the Tar Heels an added boost needed to pull out the win.
Our crowd tonight was amazing. I think it was the best it has been all year. And, I mean, that's what we really needed tonight, you know, having the crowd behind us, you know, cheering us on. And, you know, even when we made bad plays, they were still there. So, I mean, it helped a lot.
Next up for the 7-2 Tar Heels is a Wednesday night showdown with a surging 9-1 Texas Longhorn squad. Tip-off is slated for 7 p.m. in the Dean Dome. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was indeed another signature win for the Tar Heel basketball team. Cam Newton threw for 273 yards and a touchdown. Captain Munnerlin had a couple of sacks and returned an interception for a score. And the Carolina Panthers defeated the New York Jets 30-20 on Sunday. Newton was an efficient 16-24 passing, including a 72-yard touchdown pass to D'Angelo Williams as Panthers bounced back from their worst loss of the season, a 31-13 defeat last Sunday to the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. Williams had 81 yards rushing and 87 yards receiving for the Panthers, who are now 10-4. They'll get another crack at the Saints next Sunday in a game that could determine the NFC South Division title and who will get a first-round bye in the NFC playoffs. Geno Smith had a touchdown pass and one costly interception in the fourth quarter for the fading Jets. A rookie defensive lineman, Sheldon Richardson, ran for a touchdown on a goal line play. The Jets 6-8. Again, big win yesterday for the Carolina Panthers, still in the hunt. 6:23 at WCHL. It's a quick look at WCHL's championship sports. Charles Osgood is on the way next.
Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Big Apple Basketball Giveaway, has served Chapel Hill and Carrboro since 1984. Lloyd Tire carries Continental and most other major brands and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including 3 military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire in Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street, serving Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 30 years.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Oh yeah, it's a party, bro.
Yeah, bro, party all night. Yeah.
Tired of the bros partying every night? Let Louise Beck Properties help you find some peace and quiet with a new home or rental in Chapel Hill or Durham. With our expertise, we can find you the perfect place to get some rest. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
625 at WCHL. We have 30 degrees in Chapel Hill. A high today, about 50 degrees.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Attention shoppers, the holiday shopping season is an abbreviated one because Thanksgiving fell so late in November. As we speak, Christmas is only 9 days off. adding to the anxiety and the stress. Christmas, you hear people say, it's at our throats again. And part of that is not wanting to be an idiot, says Mark Elwood, the author of a book, Bargain Fever, How to Shop in a Discounted World. He told our CBS News colleague Mark Strassman,
you're an idiot if you pay full price for anything ever. An idiot. An idiot. Because everything goes on sale.
The role of dopamine after this.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With apologies to Charles Dickens, there's a difference between Christmas shopping present and Christmas shopping past, says Mark Elwood.
10 years ago, retailers sold between 15 and 20% of their inventory at some form of promotion. Now they sell between 40 and 45%, and that number is rising. We are heading to a situation where a sale is more normal than a full price.
That's Christmas shopping future, says Elwood, because retailers are now onto a chemical weakness in our brains.
We're chemically programmed to respond to sales. There are hormones in our brain that activate when you see a sale. The chemical that triggers that reaction is one of the biggest reward chemicals we have. The more you make someone feel good about a sale, the more they'll come back.
Dopamine.
I call dopamine Viagra.
So merchants are trying to trigger the dopamine response.
Exactly.
But some retailers seem to want you to think that they're the ones that are being taken advantage of.
People don't want fair prices. They want to feel like they've got one over on the store.
Today's retailers are crazy as a fox, as you'll hear on our next Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. Back up the brokers and
do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none, cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy. And, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it. And wow. So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure it happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silk Hope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
There are plenty of great offers at OurLocalDeal.com from a couple of great businesses. First off, top this. Save half off $20 worth of food for only $10. Next, head over to Details in University Mall and take advantage of half off $50 worth of merchandise for only $25. Nothing is more perfect than receiving a gift from Details, where every gift is unique and makes a statement. Choose from watches, jewelry, handbags, wall clocks, decorative items, and more. These offers from top this and Details are available for a limited time, so buy them now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It is 30 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 6:30 in WCHL. Partly sunny today, high today about 50 degrees. Actually, a pretty nice day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low down in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 50s. A little warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 30s. And then on Wednesday, another nice sunny day with a high of about 50 degrees. So whatever we did to deserve this good weather, I love it. Everything looks really good here for the next few days.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
We're dropped on Aleppo, and at least 76 people died in Syria from action taken by military helicopters. Rami Abdel Rahman is with the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights.
They are throwing a bomb from a helicopter in the civilian area. All the people who are killed is all civilian.
As that civil war continues, the UN is launching an appeal.
We're now talking about 9.3 million people across the country in need, over 6 million people displaced, many of them more than once.
Valerie Amos is the UN's humanitarian chief.
Behind each one of those numbers is a child, is a woman, is a man.
The appeal aims to raise $6.5 billion in Syrian relief, and other funds would go to help those in neighboring countries. CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
30 degrees in Chapel Hill, 6:32 WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is investigating a personal information data breach that affects more than 6,000 people. The school says files containing information like names, social security numbers, and dates of birth or some current and former employees, vendors, and students were accidentally made public. A university official learned last month that some of those files were accessible on the internet. Less than 2 weeks later, the school says the files were not online anymore. Officials say some safeguards that protect such files had been accidentally disabled this summer while a computer was undergoing maintenance. The school says it has begun notifying people whose information was affected and is sending out information on steps that people can take to monitor any potential fraudulent activity. The final class of 2013 turned its tassels yesterday in the Dean Smith Center. 1,104 Carolina students became UNC alumni. Carolina prides itself on featuring and highlighting faculty to speak at its December commencements. MacArthur Genius Grant winner and world-renowned concussion expert Kevin Guskovitz told the graduates that in order to go far in life, you've got to let go of what's comfortable.
You have the responsibility to add continued credibility and, yes, integrity to your degree for those who will follow you. It's time to move forward and to explore. And in the words of Raymond Lindquist, courage is the power to let go of the familiar.
And Guskovitz told the graduates to always advocate for themselves, but to do so humbly.
Learn how to effectively build a case for yourself and your mission, and you will capture the attention of the people who can take you places.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt presided at her first commencement since taking over as the university's 11th chancellor. She referenced the passing of former South African President Nelson Mandela just 10 days prior and the fight he put up for equality. She told the graduates to be proud to stand among such a diverse group of people.
The class of 1898 celebrated their own graduation, but one graduate couldn't be there. Carolina's first woman graduate, Sally Walker Stoddard, was not allowed to take part in commencement. In 1952, Harvey Beach was the first African American to graduate when he received his law degree.
Carolina graduated young men and young women of many different races and nationalities on Sunday, adding to its more than 295 alumni that have come before.
295,000, I should say. A federal judge ruled the court will not hear a lawsuit challenging North Carolina's controversial voting bill before 2015. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird says the decision to postpone the legal challenges to North Carolina's new voting laws until 2015 is problematic because many voters could find themselves disenfranchised next year.
It's a very great disappointment because the voting law so limits the access to the ballot, and many populations are going to be adversely affected.
However, she says there is a chance the plaintiffs will file an injunction that could suspend the new rules until after the 2014 election.
They are going to ask for an injunction. They're going to ask the judge to say, while the suit is pending, please stop those from going into effect. Don't allow all of those changes to go into effect.
Currently, Governor Pat McCrory and the State Board of Elections are facing lawsuits from the U.S. Justice Department, the NAACP, the ACLU, the League of Women Voters, and others over the provisions of Republican-backed legislation that dramatically changes North Carolina's voting rules. Under the bill passed last session, early voting is cut by a week, same-day registration is banned, and all new voters will be required to present photo ID by 2016. Opponents say the new rules target students, minority voters, and the elderly, all of whom are more likely to support Democratic candidates. This past August, Kinnaird stepped down from the state Senate seat she held for nearly 20 years so she could focus on voter outreach in the wake of the bill's passage. She says the full impact of the voting law changes has yet to be seen.
There are many, many changes that are going to affect different population groups, but just overall, it will suppress the vote, and we're very concerned.
The numerous challenges to the voting law will likely be consolidated into one case to be heard in U.S. District Court in July of 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Governor Pat McCrory's approval ratings continue to improve after hitting a low point in September. A new public policy poll just out shows that 42% of voters approve of the job he's doing, compared to 47% who disapprove, and that's a significant change from 3 months ago. Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, says that only 35% of voters approved the work McCrory was doing in September.
I think that the reason his numbers have gotten better is simply the legislature being home and state government being less in the spotlight. We really saw that as Governor McCrory was signing a lot of unpopular bills over the course of the summer, that was when his numbers started really going down.
Jensen explains that the state legislature remains unpopular even while out of session. Only 20% of voters approve of the job it's doing to the 53% that disapprove. He adds that there's dissatisfaction directed toward the Democrats in the legislature as well. The Democrats are unpopular with only a 35% favorability rating. The Republicans trail with only 34% of voters approving of the work they're doing.
When we asked people how they would vote if there was a legislative election today, the Democrats only lead 45-43, and that probably wouldn't be a big enough advantage to pick up very many seats next fall.
The poll also finds that 28% of voters think those who were arrested during the summer's Moral Monday protests in Raleigh should be prosecuted, compared to 54% who think the charges ought to be dropped.
We have found ever since the summer that the Moral Monday protesters really are pretty popular with voters across the state, I think because folks appreciated folks standing up to the legislature that was so unpopular.
To view the full results of Public Policy's poll, you can read the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. And news around town this morning, Orange County will close its administrative offices from Tuesday, December 24th through Thursday, December 26th. County offices will resume regular hours on Friday the 27th, with the regular hours from 8 until 5. Some other facilities that will also be closed on December 24th through December 26th include the main library, the Carborough Branch Library, the Cybrary, the Orange County Health Department, and Orange County Animal Services. If you'd like more information, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Coming up next, Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. It's actually a follow-up on a commentary she did a couple of weeks ago about her deliberations to buy a new winter coat. Quite interesting. It is on the way next on WCHL.
Okay, I'm all set for a full Saturday of kitchen remodeling. Step one, fix the countertop. Step two, update those cabinets. That's okay, it's under warranty. Step three, modernize the floor. My wife's gonna kill me.
Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Visit us at CederbergKitchens.com.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. I love Chapel Hill. Why? It's a combination of nostalgia with an edgy personality. Sports Illustrated has called Chapel Hill the best college town in America. UNC's Findlay Golf Course, redesigned by Tom Fazio, continues to be recognized as one of the nation's top collegiate layouts. In two words, Dean Smith. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Mama Div's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Div's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Div's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Div's at 942-5837 or go to MamaDivs.com.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
641 at WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is L.A. Kinnaird, The Winter Jacket, Chapter 2. In my last commentary, I agonized over my purchase of a winter jacket from Walmart. I speculated that the ridiculously low price of $20 meant that it was made under sweatshop conditions and sold in a store that didn't pay its workers a living wage. Someone suggested I try pennies for a compromise. So I took the jacket back to Walmart and went off to South Point, where I found a good jacket at a reasonable price. And, of course, left my sales tax dollars in Durham that also collected big property taxes from the shopping center. But that's another story. But was the jacket made under any better conditions? Are the pennies workers paid any better than Walmart workers? I asked the clerk if she had health insurance. Yes, she did. So far, so good. Did she work full-time? Yes. In fact, she and her sister had moved here from Alaska and were happy here. Well, who wouldn't be happy in North Carolina coming from Alaska on the very day it was almost 80 degrees here? But I didn't pry to ask if she was paid a living wage. But since she has settled here, I figured she did. The question is still with us. I did find one thing. Costco pays its workers over $15 an hour and provides health insurance. And Whole Foods does the same, and Ben and Jerry's. Is it possible to be a socially conscious, free enterprise, capitalist company? Walmart could do it, too. So, to close my little angst exploration of right and wrong shopping in this holiday season, I protested outside Walmart in Raleigh on Black Friday after Thanksgiving. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hey, listen, if you have an opinion about anything local, if you want to take a stand on something, all you have to do is get in touch with me here at WCHL, and you can do a commentary as well right here on WCHL. All right, coming up next on WCHL, it is a look at inside Carolina football on WCHL. And as a matter of fact, here we go, right now on WCHL. Well, hang on just a minute. Inside Carolina football coming your way right now on WCHL.
Inside Carolina basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina picked up its third victory against a top 10 opponent on the season this Saturday. This time toppling Kentucky 82-77 in the Smith Center. Marcus Page led the way with 23 points for the Tar Heels, including 21 in the second half. But it was another balanced team effort which helped the Heels pick up the W.
Marcus Page was just sensational for us in the second half. James Michael was big. JP was really big. I hated he got in foul trouble because he was doing things so well. But when it was tied at 46, our next five baskets were scored by five different guys. And I love that balance. I always think that's the most difficult thing to do.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
James Michael McAdoo finished with 20 points, 12 of which came at the free throw line, as the junior aggressively drove to the basket multiple times in the ballgame.
I told him, the whole team, I wanted to be aggressive, and patient. And that's hard. You know, there's sort of opposites there. But I wanted us to be aggressive, trying to get the ball to the basket, on the break, those kind of things, but then good shots when you get there. And I think James Michael did that. I love, you know, you look down there and he's 4 for 6. I'll take that any day, too, especially if you get 19 free throws.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Yeah, James Michael McAdoo was like a man possessed on Saturday in that Kentucky game. He was determined to get to the rim. It's 6:45 at WCHL, a very heartening win for Carolina, once again knocking off a really quality opponent. So Tar Heels have 5 more games before the end of the year. Let's hope we can keep this streak going. Coming up next on WCHL, we'll take a look at traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays. Freddie Kiger standing by with today's trivia quiz in just a few minutes.
The hottest holiday gifts this year are right here at Diamonds Direct. We've teamed up with the top jewelry designers in the world to offer our best ever collection of holiday gifts at fantastic value prices. At Diamonds Direct, we have the latest styles. We know what she wants, and we make it easy for guys to get that home run gift. Need a little help? How about an elegant pair of diamond hoop earrings or a long layered necklace? Maybe something in rose gold, which is very hot this year. Or a stunning piece of colored gemstone jewelry. No matter your budget, we have the gift she'll love. Our cases are overflowing. Everything from dazzling diamond stud earrings to the latest fashion jewelry from Tacori. And if you can believe this, our diamond selection is greater than it's ever been. All sizes, all shapes. Come on in and let us help you pick out the perfect holiday gift. We guarantee the best price. And we now offer affordable financing up to 48 months. And as always, gift wrapping is on us. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway, unci.org.
Paws Forever is the only guaranteed adoption animal sanctuary in Orange County, meaning that our animals are with us until they find a forever home, whether that takes 2 weeks or 10 years. Plus, our dogs enjoy regular exercise and weekly training classes on our beautiful 50-acre property. Our cats, who live in communal rooms rather than cages, keep their minds and bodies stimulated with toys that rotate weekly. Please consider a donation to Paws Forever this holiday season. Learn more at pawsforever.org. Thank you, WCHL, for your support.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, where you can register to win UNC Duke basketball tickets by liking them on their Facebook page. That's all you have to do. Enter now for a chance to win, and also check out other special offers from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. All right, time now to turn to Rand Northam, who is all decked out for the holidays, green shirt, red tie, looking really festive this morning.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Yeah, all right, man.
It's a Monday morning.
Yeah, you've been kind of low-key this morning, so I didn't think you were feeling festive, but maybe you are.
I am in the spirit.
Yeah?
We got our tree up this weekend.
Good.
Got our ornaments on, and it's kind of funny. Unfortunately, the top half, we got it's a pre-lit tree, and it's just a small tree until we get a house, and we'll get a bigger one. And it's one that you put on your tabletop, though. But the first year it worked. Second year we opened it up, and the top half of the tree doesn't even light up.
Oh, great. Great.
So we haven't spent the money to get a new one yet, but we'll get a new one. We're going to go out just after Christmas and get the big sale where you can get those $50 trees for like $5, you know?
You could just go out and get a strand of lights.
I thought about that. But it's going to be up so little this year that...
That might be the cheapest thing to do, though.
That's true. That's true.
Temporarily.
Yeah. But the next tree I know will not be pre-lit.
Yeah.
We're going to light our own.
I love the real thing.
That's right.
For sure. Well, what's happening with the traffic this morning?
Well, we do have some slowdowns this morning. 15501 southbound between I-40 and Ephesus Church Road seeing some delays. 15501 southbound between NC-54 and Manning Drive also seeing some minor delays. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 seeing minor to moderate delays this morning as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We will talk to you again really soon.
I can't wait.
Count on it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today for that engagement ring. You've been thinking about popping the question? Maybe now is the time. Well, now is definitely the time to go talk to Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. It is 30 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny today, high today about 50. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 28. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 50s. Looking ahead to tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 30s. And then on Wednesday, sunny with a high around 50 degrees. So at least three straight days, probably four straight days of really good weather, really fine weather. Not complaining at all about this. A little bit chilly in the mornings, but otherwise... all is copacetic. Time now to take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Civil rights attorney Morris Dees, 77 years old today. Actress Liv Ullmann is 75. CBS News correspondent Leslie Stahl turned 72 today. Television producer Stephen Botchko, 70 years old today. Former Nevada Governor Jim Gibbons is 69. Tony Hicks, a member of the Hollies, 68. Actor Ben Cross is 66 today. Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top turned 64. All right. Actor Xander Berkeley, 58 years old today. Actor Sam Robards is 52. Actor John Tenney, 52. Actor Benjamin Bratt is 50 years old today. Actor Daniel Cosgrove, 43. Actress Kristen Ritter, 32. Actress Amanda Seton is 28. And actress Holly Hirsch is 26 years old today. I have no idea who that is. And also, happy birthday to our local celebrity of the day, Rice Day. Actually, Rice's birthday was a few days ago, and I missed it. And I'm sorry for that. Rice Day, you are our winner today. Rice used to work right here in this building. Rice, hope it's a good one for you, buddy. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the folks at the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Chris Derby and the folks always love taking care of their customers, and they will certainly take care of you, too. Happy birthday, Rice Day, from UPS and WCHL. Monday. Can't trust that day, as the mamas and papas once said.
Yep.
Yeah, Freddie Kiger is here. You can always trust Freddie.
Well, thank you. We are diligent.
Pretty trustworthy guy.
I try to be.
Yeah.
Try to be.
What you got on your mind today? You got
what you got on?
Trivia question.
Your mind.
Your mind.
What's up in the road? Ahead.
If you say it's fork in the road, take it.
Yes. It's all inflection.
Yeah, that one didn't quite fit with the others, but that's okay.
Good luck to the women tonight down in Myrtle Beach, playing New Orleans.
Yeah.
So wish you well down there. You know, oftentimes we talk about the magic of radio, so we're going to do a question today that has something to do with radio shows.
Oh, good. All right.
Okay.
Our radio shows or radio shows?
But you know what? That's a good idea to do. Maybe
place.
You know what? That's a great idea. I got to work up a series of questions about maybe old shows that WCHL has done over the years.
I come up with a good idea once every 1,000 years.
No, that's a great idea. But in this case, this is an American Public Radio national radio show.
Okay.
Here we go, folks.
I might not know it then.
What are all the children in Lake Wobegon, according to Garrison Keillor? What are, part of the phrase, all the children in Lake Wobegon, in the fictional town there in Minnesota, according to Garrison Keillor?
It's an adjective, right?
Well, Garrison Keillor always has an intro.
Yeah, I know.
And a close. And in that well-known monologue.
Already the phone's ringing. So people know what you're getting
What
at.
Are all the children?
Mm-hmm. All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you're not already calling. And you can swap a trivia prize and get a $10 gift card to Cruisers, where you are.
You are so good to go.
Cruisers, convenience marketplace. All right. Hey, thank you, Freddie.
This is the time of year to take a moment and reflect on the things we care about. For Subaru owners, that can be a long and satisfying list. Because Subaru understands how much Subaru owners care about the community, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of six charities during the 5th annual Share the Love event, with our very own Lineberger Cancer Center as one of the donation choices. We are offering 15% discount on service when you bring 5 non-perishable food items to your appointment. Two great ways to give back this holiday season, both at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Want a little extra to be thankful for this holiday season? Try adding to your Subaru family with a little wow factor, like a 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for an amazing $179 per month. Subaru even has financing as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months on select models.
Stock number D4057EEA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 4059 due at signing includes $1,500 lease, tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $210.90 and selling price of $199.99. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013.
The Subaru Share the Love event. Perform at Subaru.com.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Welcome to the finest restaurant in town. Tonight's special, one tiny cracker, dusted with a pinch of the most expensive caviar we could find. And for dessert, a single strawberry.
I should have went to Buns.
Buns Burgers and Fries, voted best burger in town 4 years running, with the freshest ingredients and award-winning fries. On Columbia between Franklin and Rosemary. When you're in the mood for real good food, should have gone to Buns.
All right, it is 30 degrees in Chapel Hill, 657.
Well, Garrison Keillor said all the children are excellent or exceptional.
You're so close.
Something like that. I can't remember. Superior. I don't know.
He usually says in the opening monologue or somewhere in the show, Well, that's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're all above average. On American Public Radio, A Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah, right.
Has quite a following, and it's very cleverly done.
Yeah, it is. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, and we didn't have any problem getting a winner on that one, by the way.
No, we have very well-educated and very savvy, chic listening audience.
Everybody knew the answer to that question.
All right, first caller in here, Scott Jared, knew the answer to the question, and some other people did too, but Scott was the first to get in. Scott Jared gets to swap trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers, and all the children are above average in Lake Wobegon, in case you're wondering. 658 at WCHL. Good morning.
It's holiday time at the Carolina Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn. Enchanting decorations inspired by the traditional holiday song, The 12 Days of Christmas, are now on display throughout the Carolina Inn through January 2nd. Enjoy magnificently decorated trees, beautifully appointed holiday scenery, and events to keep you and your little ones entertained. Experience the magic of the season with the Carolina Inn. For more information, visit 12daysevents.com.
There are plenty of great offers at OurLocalDeal.com from a couple of great businesses. First off, Top This. Save half off $20 worth of food for only $10. Next, head over to Details in University Mall and take advantage of half off $50 worth of merchandise for only $25. Nothing is more perfect than receiving a gift from Details, where every gift is unique and makes a statement. Choose from watches, jewelry, handbags, wall clocks, decorative items, and more. These offers from Top This and Details are available for a limited time, so buy them now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Weather brought to you by FastMed Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illnesses and injuries don't take a vacation. Neither do they. FastMed Urgent Care, located on East Franklin Street next to the Sienna Hotel. Open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. 30 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny. High today about 50 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 20s. Really good weather.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's the latest 1-2 punch for retailers who depend on holiday sales to make their year. Foul weather in parts of the country took a bite out of weekend sales. Now this.
Nearly 4 in 10 Americans intend to spend less this holiday season.
Only 1 in 7 plans to spend more. Analyst Greg McBride says the latest Bankrate.com survey found that a lot of